بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, last night we spoke of the first attribute of Al-Muttaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, and that is Al-Iman Bil-Ghayb. We explained both the terms. What does Al-Iman Bil-Ghayb mean? And that's the foundation. The very next quality and the attribute of the Muttaqeen, Allah says, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. The second attribute, the second quality. Allah says, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Now, in English, we translate it as they establish their salah. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. But I want to take you through the literal meaning of يُقِيمُونَ. What does يُقِيمُونَ actually mean literally? To give us a good understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to when He speaks about our salah and what the condition of our salah should be. When we look at يُقِيمُونَ, the literal meaning, see, Allah could have said, وَيُصَلُّونَ, يُصَلُّونَ, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُصَلُّونَ, وَيُصَلُّونَ means, and they pray salah. Allah could have said, وَيُؤَدُّونَ الصَّلَاةِ. He didn't say يُؤَدُّونَ الصَّلَاةِ. يُؤَدُّونَ الصَّلَاةِ means they fulfill their salah. Allah says يُقِيمُونَ. This is a very unique word that Allah uses for salah. What does يُقِيمُونَ actually mean? Or when we say you must make iqamah of salah. Let's study the literal meaning of يُقِيمُونَ. يُقِيمُونَ is actually aqama. Aqama is the past tense verb, right? So you have aqama and the present tense verb is يُقِيمُ. يُقِيمُ. And that's the verb Allah uses here, يُقِيمُ. Aqama. Aqama actually means to put up a structure, a wall. The building of a wall, right? Literally, you use aqama, which Allah uses for salah. Allah says you must make the iqama of your salah. Aqama, iqama actually means to put up a wall, to put up a structure. And Allah uses it in the literal meaning in Surah Al-Kahf. Musa alayhi salam, he is with Khadir alayhi salam. The two of them, they come to a village. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَى أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ. They came to a village, the two of them, right? Musa and Khadir. When they come to the village, Allah says, إِسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. They asked the people of village for some food. They requested some food, they were hungry. فَأَبَوْ أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. They were a nasty people. They said, we don't know the two of you. Go along. We are not going to entertain you. We are not going to host you. We have no food to give you. فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِرَارًا. As they were leaving the village, Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, as they're leaving the village, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا. They found therein a wall. There was a wall, there was a structure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of that wall. يُرِيدُ أَيَّنْ قَبْضًا. And that structure, that wall was about to collapse. When Khadir saw this, what did he do? Allah says, فَأَقَامَ. See أَقَامَ? The word Allah uses, أَقَامَ. He built it up. What did Khadir do? He took the wall and أَقَامَهُ. He built it up. So أَقَامَ يُقِيمُ literally means to build something. Allah is saying, what should your salah be? Don't just perform your salah. Don't just pray your salah. Don't just get over what salah. Build your salah. يُقِيمُ, build it. Right? It's like when we build the four walls of this building, right? That was aqama. Notice something. Everything within the building can be moved about. The chairs, you can move it about. In your home also, the furniture can be moved about. You can move the furniture from one place to the other place. But can you move the four walls? You can't. The same thing with salah. You must build your salah. Everything around salah can move. Your studies can move. Their adjustments must be made. Don't make the adjustments to the building. The building cannot be moved. Salah does not move. The furniture in the home can be moved around. So the doctor's appointment can be moved. Your work commitment can be moved. Your family commitment can be moved. Your family gathering and social gatherings can be moved about. But the salah, That is the structure. That is the building. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. That is what إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ means. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they establish the salah. The very first attribute of the muttaqeen after iman. Then let us study the meaning of salah. Salah we translate it as prayer. Salah we translate it as namaz. Or the five daily prayers that we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the literal meaning? When you understand the literal meaning, it gives more depth to the meaning of salah. Salah comes from sila. Sila. Sila means to connect one thing to another. Like you have sila rahmi or sila tu rahim. What does sila rahmi mean? Or sila tu rahim? Family relationships. Sila tu rahim. The relationship that you share with your relative is called sila tu rahim. Sila tu rahim means the one who's connected to you through the womb. Rahim means womb. I'm giving you the literal meaning. Sila tu rahim. That's what it means literally. So sila actually means connecting something to something else. Allah has called this great act of worship salah. Why? It connects you directly with Allah. That is salah. Salah connects you with, if you don't have salah in your life, you are disconnected. You are disconnected. That channel that enlivens you. Right, you have a device. I've got a device over here. If I don't connect this device to a charger, what's going to happen? It's going to be dead. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the position of salah in Islam is like the position of the head in the body. Remove the head, what happens? Lifeless. Deen is lifeless. Life itself becomes lifeless if you don't have that connection with Allah in the form of salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.